This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. American military helicopters are back on patrol in the skies over Iraq today after the military suffered its worst single day of casualties since March. A total of 16 soldiers and two civilian contractors were killed in several attacks yesterday. Most of the deaths occurred when a Chinook helicopter was shot down near Fallujah. The most seriously of the wounded had been flown to a trauma hospital in Germany. NPR's Peter Kenyon is in Baghdad. The downing of this helicopter is a major escalation in the campaign to drive U.S. forces out of Iraq. How are Americans in Baghdad taking this development?
Well, there's no question it was a blow, not devastating militarily, but in human terms, an extremely difficult day for the military. There haven't been this many soldiers killed in one day since 28 died on March 23rd, way back in the very early days of the war. The military has, of course, been warning there's thousands of these shoulder-fired and surface-to-air missiles unaccounted for from Saddam Hussein's arsenal. If the eyewitness I spoke with yesterday is right, it was a direct hit in the central or back section of one helicopter just south of Fallujah, which is a stronghold of anti-American feeling. And the military isn't talking about the altitude or the route, but they say that is under investigation.
There also was a series of roadside bomb attacks across the country yesterday.
Well, there were. In Fallujah itself, it appears two civilian contractors working for the Army Corps of Engineers were killed. We saw scenes of Iraqis celebrating around the burning wreckage of a vehicle there. Earlier, a U.S. soldier died of wounds suffered when his convoy hit a roadside bomb in Baghdad. Iraqis also continue to be hit quite severely. Witnesses in Bakuba, northeast of Baghdad, said a vehicle there hit an explosive device that may have been intended for a military vehicle that passed just before. There was two young Iraqis killed up farther north in Kirkuk, we're told, and witnesses back in Fallujah say an 11-year-old Iraqi boy was killed last night during clashes. The military is not confirming the Iraqi deaths.
How's the threat to military and civil aviation being treated there?
Very seriously. The international airport here is officially closed. There are still charter flights. I can tell you when I came in last week, we were on a smaller aircraft. They don't use the larger jets. Apparently, I know we made a tight sort of spiraling approach to the runway. That's apparently safer than the big slow turns of larger jets. The military, of course, uses helicopters all the time for transport, patrols, other missions, and that's not likely to change, although the security will be under assessment.
Yesterday's events certainly won't boost Iraqi confidence in American claims of slow but steady progress against those believed behind these attacks.
That's a real critical issue right now. The past 2 days, we've seen Baghdad residents keeping their kids out of school, staying home. Today, I will say the traffic's much more back to normal, that is to say a lot of it. But people are looking for something tangible as a sign of progress. And I have to tell you right now, at least in the central part of the country, those signs are hard to find.
NPR's Peter Kenyon in Baghdad.